Welcome to the game with Glenn Quatermain and Adrian Barrage. Quarter's a veteran footy scribe with hands so small he can only carry 2 pints. And Barra, an Eagles original, Perth Demons diehard, and regular face on Channel 7.
Hello, Adrian Barrage here from 7 News.
He'll tell you about the 1991 grand final, except he got dropped after the prelim. We don't promise any fancy sound effects or bells and whistles. It's just two blokes talking football.
Yes, and thank you to Dennis Committee, the West Perth Channel 7, an almost Footscray legend. You are listening to Quarters and Barra. I am Glenn Quatermain, Chief Sports Writer for the West Australian. With me is Adrian Barrage, fresh from a Justin Longmuir press conference. He'll tell you us about that in a moment. Barra, of course, a legend in his own boots from Channel 7, the West Coast Eagles and the Perth Football Club. We are brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch, download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Before we get into it, Barra, I just want to open with how sombre weekend it always is, and also a very reflective weekend. I think Anzac Round is a magnificent round to remember the past and to look forward to the future as well. What does it mean to you, Anzac Round?
Yeah, and tomorrow, basically. Yeah, Anzac Day.
Well, Anzac Round. I mean, Anzac Day is a big day, but I look at it as, so we've got Melbourne, Richmond tonight, which is a huge occasion. Mm-hmm. And we've got, obviously, the Len Hall tribute game on Saturday night for the Dockers, which is a massive occasion. I look at it as Anzac Round. I know that the centrepiece is often the Collingwood Essendon game.
90,000.
But don't discount the other stuff as well.
No, not discounting anything. I'm just saying it'll start tonight, but the big one's Thursday, and then the next big one is Saturday.
I do get disappointed when at this time every year I hear people say there's too much last post, there's too much of it over the weekend.
Does anyone say that?
Yeah, they
Who
are.
Says that?
Give it a rest, please. This is a weekend.
What happened? It shouldn't happen in every game, are they
saying?
Yeah,
all of that. But just let. I think it's great that it's held over the weekend.
9 times. We grew up when there was no Anzac Day was not a. I mean, this is going to be hard for young people listening now. They're going to drive off the road. But Anzac Day was not important when we were growing up.
It was for me in Melbourne. It was pretty big
in
Melbourne.
What I'm saying is it wasn't embraced the way it's been embraced now.
And do you think
off the back of the Vietnam War, in fact, it was totally not embraced. Mm-hmm. Everyone went the anti-war, the other way, don't glorify, blah, blah, blah. And then I think footy played a role in bringing it back to where it should be, you know, centre stage and part of the fabric of the community and us paying our respects to the people, to men and women that died in battle and made the ultimate sacrifice. I don't like the drawing comparisons. Mick used to do it a lot.
Yep.
And I at the time I was into it. Don't worry. You know, comparisons between war and footy. I'm like an Anzac, you know. I want to get out there and be a gladiator and a warrior and that sort of stuff. But you're nowhere near what those blokes were doing or those women during the war. And it's ridiculous to think that you are. We're playing a sport where hardly anyone ever dies.
Can I just reflect on that, add to that? I agree. I think that the Anzac Day game and the Anzac Round is wonderful, and absolutely there should be a player best of field medal on Anzac Day. But I don't like the fact that it's named the Anzac Day medal. The Anzac. I just don't like the word medal tossed, because as you say, it's a game of football, very different. It's a theatre.
You're embarrassed when you see the diggers and you go, mate, sorry, this is footy, I know. But
having said that, it is. I think you're right. It has pulled people together. It has brought attention to the occasion. And let's hope it goes for a long time.
When I was riding the boundary for Channel 7 at Subi, I used to always, I loved it because I was integral. So I was right there. And I saw all the emotion. I spoke to the old blokes. I saw the Jeep go around the boundary. And you got to meet whoever was doing the Len Hall game and where they came from and the SAS blokes. And the buglist, mate, was he under pressure, that guy?
So what you call him, a buglist or a bugler?
Bugler. The bugler was, mate, he was sweating blood because he knew he was going to be on the national stage. He had to nail it. And apparently have you ever tried to blow a bugle?
I have.
You have? Yeah, mate, how hard is it? Yeah. And you're trying to get, you've got to blow into, man, he's out the back in the dunnies with me practicing. He rang me up because I said it on radio one day. I said, I was out the back with a bugler and he was very, very worried. And he rang me and he goes, oh, thanks for mentioning how much I was sweating. He rang me up. But, mate, it's tough to do. Well, it's like singing the national anthem, but worse. Well, not when I say worse. It's a great honour. It's fantastic. But, you know, Jesus, you got to deliver.
Mate of mine over East, he plays a very good trumpet player. And we did Kokoda 9 years ago, actually. And before we headed off, all our mates, there were about 10 of us. And I said, mate, have you got a bugle? He said, yeah. I said, look, mate. Just start rehearsing the last pose. Chuck it in the back. Don't tell any of the other boys. So every major little town, little village we got to on the Kokoda track, we'd do a little ceremony. And it was, I'm telling
really?
You, mate, you get a day or two in. Yeah. First day or two is a bit of excitement.
So this in the villages or whatever, is
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah, and battlefields.
So do you reckon they get tired of these Aussies rocking up with their bugles waking them up?
No, because it's done respectfully. And so where the battlefields themselves are away from the villages. And what you do is, so we'd go up there, we'd read some little stories and some poetry.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
And he would get the bugle out. And I'll never forget, there was this... There's this place called Butcher's Corner. It's Brigade Hill is the name of it. And
Brigade Hill.
Bill Graydon, who's one of our vets, yep. He's over 100 now. And Bill actually was at this battle. And we were up there, and I actually had to read a poem called WX Unknown, which is about a West Australian soldier who died in that battle. WX Unknown.
Okay.
And I tell you, I struggled to get through that.
Yeah, you would have got emotional.
Even now, I'm welling a bit. But when my mate got the bugle out at
remember
the end
any
of that.
Well, you got a line for me or?
Geez.
Do you want me to keep talking while you Google it?
No, it's okay. But he then did the last post. And this is on a saddle, and around you is it's the Owen Stanley Rangers in Papua New Guinea, and around you is just there's just jungle.
So you're on top of a hill.
You're on top of the jungle.
A saddle, you're like a
saddle on top of a mountain,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
you're looking
you're
out over a
yeah.
And the bugle, you could hear it resonating around the jungle,
echoing down the
yeah. And
valley.
I kept thinking. Our boys are still down there. Some of our boys are still down there. Their remains. And I remember thinking there'd be villagers wandering around hearing that. And it was quite a moment.
I'd like to do Dakota.
Kokoda.
Kokoda. Is it track or trail?
It's track. It's called the trail by many people, but the diggers, the vets like to call it track because they argue, mate, it was no trail.
Yeah.
It was a track. It was a goat track. So that's why.
I'm right into all of that. And Malthouse brought me into a bit. I've got to forgive him some credit. And Weary Dunlop. I met Weary Dunlop, mate. He's my absolute hero. But just talking about the ode. The old fellas that have to do it, so it's a monster effort.
Oh,
monster. If you're pushing 100 and you rock out there and you've got to do the ode in front of the whole of Australia, I'll tell you why. How it's a good effort.
And no one's talking.
Eh?
No one's talking
I
through
know.
It.
It's not like anyone's not looking at you. It's the one moment in an event where everybody is looking at you, a bit like the national anthem, so you can't stuff up. So, yeah, nice tribute, and we love Anzac Day.
We do. So what else is happening? There's a bit of news around Michael Walters this week. Pretty disappointing news around him leaving the field in the Derby last week.
What should happen, do you think, if they track down the – and we believe now it's an Eagles fan because the Dockers have said that he was wearing Eagles gear. Initially, the reports were he was a Fremantle fan.
Mm.
But now we believe it's an Eagles fan. What should anything happen to him? Should he get warned, slapped on the wrist?
I don't like
fine.
It, mate. You get it. Well, I think you should at least get it.
Shouldn't be barred from the ground, should
he? A couple of weeks at
you
least,
reckon?
Mate. Yeah, I do.
Really?
I have
copped the worst abuse of all time at
you
Victoria
did?
Park, and not just me personally, but guys like Scotty Cummings and Carl Langdon.
Have times changed, though? Are we better than that now?
Well, we definitely take the racial stuff out of it, which is good.
So this wasn't racial. This was just nasty.
It's just, mate, you are a disgrace because, you know, you're staging free kicks or something like that.
The very least, you need to be hauled over the coals, spoken to, and maybe issue an apology to Michael. And I'm not sure if Michael will be up for it. Sonny probably.
No, he wants to bury it now.
Yeah, you bury it, mate. But
you've got to move on. You look like you're a whinger if you don't.
Yeah.
And today, J-Lo was very strong on it. They said, we have changed and you can't be doing this. And let's, you know, not just this fella, everybody, let's try to be a bit better with our language when they come off. I know it's a passionate game, but that's the only thing. One hand, we promote the rivalry and the fierce rivalry and arch rivals and when they had each other and, you know, the demolition derby. And then we say to the fans, but don't go too far.
Well, of course, Barra, times have changed because you can remember leaving Fields in Victoria where there was some, let's call it, warm water poured on you.
Yes. Well, urinating in cups and pouring it on us, throwing it on us.
Jeez, mate,
it
was, sorry for laughing. That's
when it hit me the first time, I was thinking, oh, that's funny. They're chucking warm water. And Woosha goes, that's piss. I've gone, bullshit. It is piss. And then he calls some bloke up to the, you know, the wire cage and then punches him through the wire cage and gets that. All that. I've told that story before. Yeah, yeah. Cummings got, in those days, remember the beer cans in those days?
Yep.
I mean, you were there. You're probably there at Victoria Park.
Oh, I've been there many times.
And you stood on the beer can so you could see when you were a kid,
yep.
Remember? Because they were so solid you could stand on them. And then... because they were made of steel, if you did throw them at someone, they were bloody missiles.
Hey, mate, I can top that. You know, I've had a bit of it myself because I was in the Hawthorn cheer squad and yeah. We used to go around at halftime and carry this huge blanket
yeah.
And people would throw coins in it and it was to raise money for the players' end-of-season trip. And I'm 11, 12, about that old. And you know what they'd do? The opposition fans would
get
the big 50s with the sharp edges on them. They'd throw them at your head.
Did they?
Hang on, mate.
How old are you exactly?
11 or 12.
Did they actually have the 50s in those days? You're not exaggerating here,
no,
man.
No, I'm not, mate.
Mate, when you were a kid.
Have you ever been hit in the head
with
a 50 cent?
I'm checking out when the 50s were invented, because I'm pretty sure when you were going around, mate, with the dinosaurs running on the oval.
I'm telling you, mate, we were hit in the head with... with 50 cent
Did you ever
coins.
Wear a helmet? I remember
no.
a guy wearing
I wasn't expecting people to throw coins at my head. I'm just in the cheer squad.
Mate, they used to... This is how provincial they were. Michelle, this is unbelievable. They would carry... He said a blanket. That's what they'd have, a big blanket between the four of them.
No, there were about a dozen of us. Some of them were huge.
Yeah, and some of them would have... So they got their granny's blanket. Then they put on... Most of them, the smart ones, had helmets on because they knew that they were going to get pinged by the fans.
I figured they wouldn't have a go at 11, 12-year-old.
This was for charity, right? And so it was a dumb idea. You know, I was dumb because once it became a national comp and we started rocking up, they tried to hit us with the coins.
Yeah,
you know, so
they hurt.
And Lamb used to go around and collect them because he's tight ass. So he'd go, hey, I can see this. Look at this.
Put them down his sock.
He gave them to the bloke on the bench. Mate, hold this for me.
Are you serious?
He gave one to me one day. He's a tight ass. Oh, shit.
Anyway, we digress. But what do you think should happen to this fan?
Well, I just think...
And let's...
Just needs
fan's
to be a good
probably too good a word, but yeah.
Well, he's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
So he's got no time for...
And the Eagles have come out on the front foot and...
And backed in that this shouldn't happen.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I guess it is the changing face, and Optus take that thing very seriously.
As they should.
As you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So, but the other big story that came out this morning, and we can talk about selection later mm-hmm. when we talk about the game, whatever you like, but I hadn't seen this story. So, you know, when you're driving down and you're not...
How do you drive?
I was probably listening to our podcast. Was no.
I hope you were. Yeah.
I was listening to those other nufties and see if I could pick up anything that... No. And so then the Ashley from Ash Nelson from Channel 10,
yep.
She goes on about the Harley Balick story. I'm going, whoa, the Harley Balick story? So you know Harley Balick passed away.
Yep.
Your former Docker player
yep.
died... Several years ago, I'm not even exactly I don't know when he died, but he mm-hmm. passed away, right? You might be able to get that information. And his dad's come out and released a statement that he's very unhappy with the way the AFL drug regime is.
Yep.
And that more people should have known about this and got around his son. And I think he also gave a little backhander saying that he wasn't using before he got here. And
yep.
Now, you've just got to take into account that this is a grieving father, you know, and still battling to get over a horrible, horrible...
January 2022, he passed away.
Yeah, so he died in 2022. Mm-hmm. And what were the circumstances?
I'm not sure, mate.
Yeah.
We don't need to go into that.
But it was related to being off the rails, I suppose mm-hmm. you'd say. And the dad's... Obviously,
so, but the
lashed
dad's
out.
Beef now is with the AFL and the drug testing system and not being hard enough.
And J-Lo was good. He said, yeah, well, they are reviewing it and we probably, you know, maybe they haven't got it right. And, you know, I can tell you they haven't got it right. I mean, I know they haven't got it right. What are we talking about? We know they haven't got it right. And Ben knows they haven't got it right. And Harley Balick's dad does. So I think I know that the Players Association always defends it, and I get that they do more testing than anyone else and all that sort of stuff, but it doesn't mean you can just take drugs and nothing happens to you.
No, I think in theory it's a good system, but of course so is communism. So I think in practice it's a whole different story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Mm. When you write down communism, I'm not saying it's a good thing, right? So we're not saying that. Yeah. Red's under the bed or anything like that. McCarthy or whatever his name will come after us.
Yeah.
actually, I'm not even going to say
it. This is a footy podcast,
by
the way.
But you know that if you share all the wealth of the world, it's a better system than capitalism.
Okay.
But then when humans get involved, it's not good.
Let's get back onto footy, should we? Shall we?
Some pigs good, other pigs better and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, anyway. Where were we? So now, do you want to talk about the selection as for the Dockers, or do you want to move? Okay,
I do. So look, I think importantly for the Dockers, we spoke about this yesterday. Switkowski and Fredericks, huge for. I think they were really, really missed last week. And like, I think the Dockers were a little bit flat coming out of that fortnight in Adelaide, where they almost won and almost won, but. Not that I'm taking anything away from, please don't smash me. It was a magnificent performance by the Eagles. They attacked the contest. They were a better side. But I think there was definitely, the forward line was malfunctioning. The entries were terrible. But and losing Amos didn't help. But I think those high forwards, like Switkowski, so clever with the ball, Frederick so quick, they really missed him. So if they come back this week, that's huge for them. Mm. Big game against the Western Bulldogs, obviously, Saturday night, the Len Hall tribute game. Amos.
So where do you go? So let's just go through it. Oh, you mentioned Amos. So is it Voss or is it Tabanar, or do you not go with...
I think you'd probably go with Tabanar.
But there's a third option.
You don't go with it and you stick with Jackson...
Yeah, don't
Tracy,
go with three tools. You just go with two tools. Could they get through with Jackson and Amos?
Well, they have said they
and
did.
And Sturt stays in there.
They've done it before. It's not a bad option.
Banfield.
And they're not an overly tall defence, the Western Bulldogs, so they could probably get away with that.
I'd like to see Voss. He crunched the few of the Eagles' waffle blokes on the weekend, so he has a massive crack. Tabs, I don't know, we're sort of in between with Tabs, whether he's ever going to quite get there. And you mentioned that Switter and Freddie come back, so that means two spots go out. I think Heath Chapman probably comes back.
That's a big in.
Yeah.
So they like him because he can go back and he plays tall. He can play on a wing too. That's where they want him to play, is on a wing.
Yeah.
Although one, two, Sharp's pretty much locked in one spot for the moment.
And you've got Jager and Brayshaw pushed out onto the other wing, so there's not a lot of spots there. So what do they do there? Does Banfield, I think we talked about this, does Banfield survive? I asked him, look, mate, he's 2 weeks in a row.
Does Sonny survive?
Yeah, we'll get to that one. But Banfield, does he survive four behinds this week and could have kicked the winner in the game before against Port Adelaide? And he goes, well, that's what we're going to talk about.
Missed important ones this last week in the Derby too.
Yeah, he said the most important, four behinds. Most important thing is, that they get the ball when you're that player and that you're having shots and then it's kicking the goal.
Know what he's saying. He was good enough to get into the position, but he wasn't good enough to pull it off.
I would say he's in that position. I've been in that position where you're the bloke that no one cares about. Mm-hmm. Like they focus on all the other dudes and you're the dude who gets free. Mm-hmm. And so you're the dude who has to score. And he does. Okay, he gets the ball. But he's very, and he is competitive. And then there's, I asked him, do you rest Walters? You know, not just because of the abuse. Well, not because of the abuse at all. Just he looks like he needs a rest. Yeah.
Can I throw some stats at you? Champion data stats. Six rounds have been the third lowest rated stretch of his career based on AFL player ratings. So disposals average 9.3, below average for his abilities. Forward 50 ground balls, one below average. Goals, one average. And score involvements, 4.2 average. So his start, as I said, to 2024 has been the third worst 6 week stretch across his career. Played pretty well against Adelaide a few weeks
ago.
Could have
kicked six.
So what do? You back him in, knowing he's a player of great experience and ability, but not getting any younger. Does he need a break? I mean, it's a big game.
Yeah, and that's what J-Lo said. He said, that's what we've got to sum up. We want to back him, though. We need him. He's a very important player. Does Sturt survive? That's the other one, the mid-size.
I'd keep Sturt in.
I think if they go with the three tools, and maybe you don't need... Voss is in there, do you need Sturt as well? Do you just bring in Chisholm?
He's not really a tall, though. He's a medium.
Yeah, no, but you bring in Switter and Freddie and someone's got to go out.
Yeah.
Can't just, you know. So I reckon there'll be four changes. There you go. which sounds like he's wielded the axe, but really it's just it's inevitable, isn't it? So he's not going to make a statement. He said, "No, we're going well. We nearly beat Carlton and we nearly beat Port Adelaide. We're not going to just throw the you know the baby out with the bathwater."
Before we get into our tips, Barrett, let's go to the great man David Short and see what he's got on offer this week. David Short from Tab Touch.
Shorty's tips.
G'day, Shorty.
Lovely to be with you. How are you doing?
Good, mate. Everyone's talking about Harley Reid.
They are.
How's he looking for the Rising Star Award?
Well, he's been off the map, to be honest with you, and probably rightly so. That was a dominant performance in the Western Derby. He's into $1.30 favouritism now, which with only, you know, less than a third of the season done, it speaks volumes of how short he may be by the time the season's done and dusted. But also interesting to note that his Brownlow price is right into $67, which you wouldn't think a young guy could win a Brownlow in his first season of football. But I will say that when I guess it's pretty close to being all bets off for the Rising Star if he stays fit and well.
Who's close to him? Anyone?
Not really, no. So double-figure odds the rest of the field. George Wardlaw's there at 10. Sam Darcy's having a good season at the Dogs. He's at 12. Sanders at 13. There was a lot of hype around him, but hasn't he's been sub a couple of times, and I don't know that he's maybe getting as much time as many of his fans would have been thinking at the start of the season. So he's almost doubled his price from where he was after starting around that $10 mark.
Now let's look at your cooler for the week, and very disappointing St Kilda last week off 2 5-day breaks.
It was a big game for them, wasn't it? It was billed as a big game over in Melbourne up against the Western Bulldogs. Most sort of had it almost a flip of the coin job, and they were the real disappointment of the game, belted by 10 goals. Punters have abandoned them this week. They're 305 out to 350 on the road taking on Port Power.
It was a shocking round last week to try and get eight, but how did we go in the Maldi?
No good. No, I think I only got one leg in last week. So prior to that, we'd either got it or got within one leg. So we'll put that down, hopefully, as an anomaly. And going pretty conservative this week. Sides that should be hard to beat. Starting tonight, Melbourne, Port Adelaide, Adelaide, and also the Gold Coast Suns. Not a huge price, but I'm hoping that we can bank the $2.25 there.
Speaking of the Suns, how are West Coast on the drift there?
They are. And I think, obviously, the news with Reid being rested is probably having an impact on this market as well. They've been really good though, their last two wins, and they're 4.10 right out the gate to $4.80. Suns at home is probably going to be a pretty challenging environment for most teams this year, I think.
I reckon, but at night games, I reckon more so with the ball very dewy, but I reckon day games, you're half a chance, and they have been a little bit gettable just the last couple of weeks. So yeah,
they're not out of it at a big price.
Yeah. Who's our player to watch?
Player to watch is Patrick Cripps. I thought he was magnificent last week. The Blues skipper, he was at his brilliant best, 38 disposals and a goal. He's also trimmed up in Brownlow, meeting 17 into $11, and he's going nicely, as are the Blues.
Thanks, Shorty. Enjoy Anzac round. Righto, Barrett, we've got to pick some winners, mate. Let's start with tonight. Anzac round opens. Richmond v Melbourne, 5:25 p.m. at the MCG. And this is one of those games, Barrett, that it's just, it's become very much a part of the round. It's the game before Anzac Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do it really well with the poppies and the nighttime tribute. Richmond, $5. Melbourne, $1.17. Interestingly, Richmond have brought back Naismith to team with Nankervis. So they're going to double team Gawn. And we know what that means, Barra. That means that they're going to rough him up behind play because that's how teams attack Melbourne. And I think the umpires will have one eye on that. I'm going to pick the D's. Really, my only worry is they've dropped Ben Brown. Now, I think there's meant to be rain forecast, so it's probably about, you know, the conditions. But I just think he's – we've spoken about this often, and you reckon I overrate him, but I just think he straightens them up so much, Ben Brown. Their forward line looks structurally better, and I worry when he's not out there. That's my only concern, but I'm picking the D's.
Feels like the D's get it done, don't they? And Richmond, the week off, they'll be bleeding about losing the West Coast because that was deeply embarrassing.
Although, obviously, it wasn't that bad a performance given what...
Well, they're looking better, aren't they?
West Coast
I suppose you could look at it that way, glass half full, man.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, the Tigers, you wouldn't write them off at the G, but surely your premiership favourites, Melbourne, get it done.
I believe they do, and they'll rocket back into premiership favouritism. Thursday, the big one, mate. Essendon now looking, it's previewing this game now. There's a little bit more juice, is it, in there? Essendon, $2.65. Collingwood, $1.48. 1:20 p.m. at the MCG. We know it's a huge occasion. They've had Dermot Brereton this week, Barra. Giving
really?
Him a bit of a red up. You know why they got Dermot?
No.
Why do you reckon they got Dermot?
Because he ran through the huddle?
No, because he played for Collingwood. Remember, he went to Sydney and then Collingwood. and he played in the first Anzac Day game for Collingwood, the one that was a tie. Yeah.
He would be super emotional, wouldn't he?
He just
didn't his family, he's got family that were in the war. I suppose everyone had family that was in the war.
Yeah,
some people were on the other side.
Dermot's background is Irish, of course, and with Dermot Brereton, it would have to be. But he, look, he's...
So they were still on the Allies, weren't they?
Yeah.
Where are we going with that?
Just... Nothing, I'm just saying that his family ancestry is from, not from here, it's from back in Ireland, mate. So
yeah, everyone's from somewhere here.
Okay. I understand that.
Well, the original people, the first Australians.
You want to watch yourself? Sorry. There's an email coming for you in a moment.
I'm ready.
Think you're being nasty.
Do I need to get one of those helmets for the blanket?
Yeah. I'd get a pith helmet if a I was helmet. You.
Yeah. I used to have. Did you ever get you know after the war?
Yeah.
This is how old we are. Yeah. After the war.
No, you're older than me, mate. I don't remember. Yeah.
There used to be a lot of stuff. There used to be a lot of military stuff around in there. Mm-hmm. You could go to the op shops and what were those stores called? You just go in there.
Army disposal.
Yeah, that's it. What happened to them? And you could buy also. You could buy. Bayonets.
Yeah. Well, you were going and buying bayonets?
I wasn't buying bayonets. Oh. Where I was going with that, you can buy helmets. Okay. I had a series of helmets.
Did you?
Yeah, a warden's helmet.
Okay.
Like the guy in Dad's Army.
Where would you wear these helmets, Barrett?
Well, you mean messing around with your mates, playing wars in the back garden.
Okay,
didn't you ever play wars? When you're in the playing wars and you had no gun, what sort of gun did you have?
Mate, I just had my G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe's good too. I didn't mind. Did you shave G.I. Joe? I shaved my G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
didn't like the beard.
I don't want to talk about.
But I went the Bren gun.
Sad story.
Can I just? I'll get to that. I went the Bren gun. So when I was firing, because we didn't have any money to buy guns, so you'd pretend to have either a machine gun like that, you know, you'd one hand in front, one in the back. But I went the Bren gun like that, and they're thinking, "What are you doing, you dickhead?" It's a Bren gun.
Well, the double barrel, of course.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember that? Do you know what I'm talking about
at
all?
I do know what
you're talking
about. The
Bren gun? Yeah. Okay.
But no, mate, we were lovers.
What happened to G.I. Joe, mate?
Oh, it was a terrible
day. I used to love G.I. Joe.
No, I buried my neighbour's G.I. Joe in this big dirt pit, and he came over to the house crying because he'd lost his G.I. Joe. And
you forgot
my parents? No, my parents made me give him my new G.I. Joe, which had kung fu grip. Which I was very
the kung fu
about.
Grip one.
Yeah.
Oh, you kidding?
So I had to give my new G.I. Joe to
your
this guy.
Your parents made you cough up your own G.I. Joe.
So I went out to the back to this dirt
good
pile
parenting.
Where I buried this old G.I. Joe, and I got him out, and I got to tell you, he's pretty mangy.
You dusted him off, did you?
Oh, he'd lost all his hair and. Big lesson to me: don't bury your neighbour's G.I. Joe in the dirt pit,
mate. Michelle's thinking, what the hell are these idiots talking about? But G.I. Joe was the biggest doll. Actually, it was a doll, mate. What are you doing with a doll anyway? When we were growing up. And
it's
he used to
doll.
Wear khaki and you could put him in all sorts of poses. And he was a tough guy.
Yeah.
And he used to have, do you have the guns as well?
I had a helicopter and a special mission pod.
Oh, mate, you were rich. Where did you grow up?
Pick a winner.
Money bags, eh?
Pick a winner. I'm picking the pies.
Yeah, well, 2 metre Peter's back too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the G, and they do lift for these games. Sheeds will be winding them up. I know Brereton's on the other side. I think feels like Collingwood's on the rise, so probably go with the Pies.
Been good the last couple of weeks. It's a big one. GWS, still no Sam Taylor. GWS v Brisbane. GWS $1.84, Brisbane 5:30 p.m. Mate, this is in your old backyard. This is Marnica Oval. 5:30 p.m. Thursday on Anzac Day. Brisbane, horrible in the wet against Geelong last week. GWS had their first loss. I'm picking GWS to win this game, mate. I think down in Canberra it's a different story. And I still think their back line, it's hurt by Taylor's absence, but I think they'll be, I'm assuming he's out still.
Yeah, and Brisbane have got those big forwards, but I have a feeling Sam Taylor might be back.
Do you think so?
So that's you'll change your tip? If he comes back, you change your tip?
No, I'm picking GWS anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay. After they lost.
Mate, see, this is where I get, because he comes back from that hit after a week.
12 days. 12-day.
See, this is where we need to get to 21.
Are you worried, eh? So you reckon the AFL should go to 21?
Yes, I do.
Why are they dragging their feet?
They should go to 28, mate.
Well, why are they dragging their feet?
You bet. You ask them, mate.
They say to us, so as a president of a waffle club, if we're playing the Eagles or, you know, Peel Thunder.
Yeah, 21 days.
And we knock out or someone gets knocked out who's on the AFL list, they only have to miss 12 days. But and someone who's not on the AFL list in their same team gets knocked out. He has to do 21 days.
So the argument is that they're...
better medical support and treatment, and which sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it?
I don't think it makes any difference when you've suffered a concussion. No, it doesn't.
I'm getting better rest.
No.
Yeah, so I think... what about... can I say this to you?
Yes.
Hogan. Did he get off?
You know what? I'm actually...
is it because he's leading the Coleman?
So normally you'll be surprised with this.
No,
I'm
won't.
Actually...
where's that email? No, I won't.
I'm happy he got off the week, but I think he should have at least been fined. You can't just whack a bloke off the ball. Now, it was negligible, and I understand that, so I wouldn't like to see him get a week for that, because it's really hard, barely touched him. But you still can't do that off the ball. They should have fined him. They've just let him off scot-free. But having said that, 21 goals, leading the Coleman, I'm happy he's playing.
I'm happy with the fine as well.
Yeah. And I think Toby Green's absence, which is huge, but I think he deserved the week. I'm glad, I'm not glad, but I think it's right that he got a week.
All right, so is he challenging or not?
Don't think so.
Okay.
So Toby tax, mate. Why would you?
So Hogan 21, Kerno 20, and Waterman. Waterman,
yes.
Third in the Brown in the Coleman.
6-5 17. The last 2 weeks. Great effort. Good. So who are you picking, GWS or Brisbane?
At Marnica Oval, I just think GWS have got a... it's a huge game for Brisbane because they lost as well, but I'm going GWS.
Friday, Port Adelaide v St Kilda, Adelaide Oval, 5:40 p.m. Port Adelaide $1.30, St Kilda $3.50. I'm obviously picking Port Adelaide, as I tend to do at Adelaide Oval. St Kilda, really interesting language from Ross Lyon last week before the game. I mean, that was a terrible performance against the Western Bulldogs last week. Coming off back-to-back five-day breaks, he thought it was really tough for them. So, they've had 7 days now. You can make a case for them to be, to produce something on the back of that horrible performance, but Port for me.
Yeah, no, Port Adelaide for me. And, it's just come back to me. Toby Green challenged, but he lost. But Hogan got off, yeah. So you're right, Toby Green's out, Hogan's in. And we're picking Port Adelaide on Friday night. So this is our fourth game. We've only just got to Friday night at the Adelaide Oval.
Mm. Yeah, Saturday.
We love it, don't we? Don't you? You want footy every day almost, don't you?
I think Thursday to Monday for me. No, seriously.
Is that all?
No, but Wednesday's probably a bit. No, I do. I like Monday night footy. I like the idea. Everyone else hates Monday night footy. I think it's okay. I think there's too much footy on Saturday.
What does Lisa think?
My wife?
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't mind Monday night football.
Okay.
She likes watching footy. Saturday, North Melbourne v Adelaide, 11:45 a.m. Bluntstone Arena, North 4.75, Adelaide $1.19. The line is 28 points. A lot of people are taking North Melbourne at the line. Mate, I cannot pick North Melbourne.
Tintazzy.
I know it's in Bluntstone, and I know Adelaide are iffy, but seriously, I mean, that performance against Hawthorn was pathetic.
Don't you think that'll gird their loins, as they say? How do you gird your loins anyway?
Why wouldn't the loins have been girded before this?
Have you ever girded your loins?
No, I don't think I have. I'm not sure what it means, so I can't really answer that.
I've girded my loins a lot of times. I played 200 games, so
it just means toughen up. I think that's what it means.
Well, I reckon North are going to gird their loins.
Yeah.
And I think in Tasmania...
you're picking upset.
...with the desperate embarrassment that they had last week and how filthy the coach will be in his knowledge of Tasmania, and they're playing the Adelaide Crows.
Hang on. His knowledge of Tasmania?
Yeah, well, he's played down...
Launceston, though. This is Bluntstone in Hobart. Different...
Oh, I changed my mind then. Shut up, will you? I'm going North Melbourne.
Good on you. Fortune favours the brave.
It is, mate. I'm going to get past you.
Geelong v Carlton, MCG, Saturday, 2:35 p.m. Cats $1.80. Carlton, 2:35 p.m. Is Carlton the real deal, Barra?
Absolutely. I reckon they're one of the premiership favourites.
Okay.
Is that a trick question?
Well, they're fourth on the ladder.
We'll find out here. Geelong-Carlton. Find out who's the premiership favourite.
And is Geelong the real deal? Or, it's been a great start by them, but that's...
Six straight.
Yeah, six rounds in, so there's a fair way to go. But, Geelong... looking
pretty.
What
are you hosing stuff down, mate? What's the story there? Well, because you had Geelong missing the eight. Oh, that's right. You had Geelong missing the eight. I forgot about that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I had Carlton in the bottom end of the eight.
Who's on top of the ladder? Oh, Geelong.
Geelong.
Mm. You know they can't miss the eight, really.
Round seven, my friend.
They can't miss it now.
Yes, they can.
There's halfway there to making the eight. and we've only played six games.
Yeah, it would be remarkable if they missed.
It's going to be the biggest flop of all time.
Oh, no,
if they don't.
I've made worse predictions.
Will you admit that they will make the eight now? At least admit that.
Pretty hard not to.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, mate. You're a good man.
By the way, I'm picking the Cats.
Oh, yeah?
Having said all that.
At the G.
Yeah. At the moment.
You know, Stewart's out, I think.
Yeah,
with concussion.
He's a big out. They're pretty good.
And you know, they've got those two big forwards.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Feels like Carlton might win, you know.
Okay. Well,
and Carlton.
Pick him.
Well, I think I might because they beat GWS.
Geez, you're easy to talk into.
Marvel Stadium. Mate, they're also have had 5-1. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go Carlton, bugger it.
Okay.
Because of Tommy Stewart not there to do the job.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you can see that, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Fremantle v Western Bulldogs. Fremantle $1.82. Western Bulldogs $2.35. This is at 5:30 p.m. at Optus Stadium. And as I said earlier, the Len Hall tribute match. No one does it better than Fremantle. They just do this game so well. They do the lead up. It's just, you know, it's very solemn. And they do a great job. Fremantle, mate, with the ins, I think it's big for them. I think they will be, you talk about girding your loins. Dogs coming off a pretty big win. Confidence is back. I just rate Freo a bit more than people are this week, mate. I think they're pretty flat and there'll be a response. They've certainly got to fix up this forward 50 entry, though, Barry. If they can tidy up their forward 50 entry, and I think Switkowski and Frederick help that, then they can win this game. I'm thinking about 2-3 goals, and they win.
Yeah, surely, don't call me Shirley, surely they bounce back Fremantle. I mean, they can't afford to go 3-4. They've got to go 4-3. It's a huge difference because Collingwood's behind them, Brisbane's behind them, St Kilda's behind them. They just got to win. They just got to find a way to win. Ugal Hagen, what's going on there? I believe he wasn't at training.
Yeah.
So I don't know what is going. I know he had funerals and stuff.
He was out for personal reasons last week.
So does he come back in? Some saying he won't.
If he's available, he comes back in.
And so Lobb goes out. Or Darcy.
Well, if he's available, he comes back.
Who goes
in.
Out? Because Lobb actually looked okay last week.
Oh, he did.
And you're playing against his old club. You remember when he stuck it to him last year?
Yeah.
Was that last year?
It was.
Was there a dole or something?
No, it was a can.
A can, that's right. A
crab beer or something. Yeah.
And he sculled the can on social media.
Good theatre.
To stick it up him.
It's good theatre.
Mate, get him. Get him.
No, don't say that.
As Wisher would say, get him.
Is that what he said?
There's plenty of getting hims.
Okay.
The funniest one I ever saw was when he was going for Winston Abraham in the Derby.
The first ever Derby. Yeah.
And he saw Wirrupunda in the change rooms. And Wirra just joined the club, young little fellow sitting there with his ponytail. And he's hearing what Woosh is going to do to Winston. And Johnny saw him and he went, hang on, boys. And he goes over to Wirra and he goes, David, what I'm about to do to Winston Abraham has nothing to do with you. Let him off the hook. And then he didn't know what he thought, he's going to kill him. Something's going to happen here. And he just went out and just terrorised him
and terrorised
everyone.
He did, as he often did, Busher. So you're picking the Dockers?
I am picking the. Did you go to the Dockers?
Yeah. Sunday, $1.08 Gold Coast, $1.18 versus West Coast, $4.80, 11 a.m. at People's First Stadium. Let's call it Carrara, shall we? Barra, I think at night I would be absolutely no chance for West Coast to win this because it's a different game. It's almost a different planet. The ball's dewy. It is humid there.
But
it's a day game, which helps them. But still, I think it's a really hard place to go. I think Hawthorn found out the round before last how tough
it is. Hang on, before
you
go on, can I just do something?
Yeah.
Cameras are on here, aren't they? Hang on. Bloody brilliant resting Harley Reid. Great stuff, West Coast. Mm-hmm. So honestly, Simo, fantastic, mate. Pikey, all the other, great job by you. Give the kid a rest.
You being sarcastic?
No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
Give him a friggin' rest. I believe he's
Why?
A bit beaten up.
He's in great form.
He almost missed a game earlier this year, I believe.
He's in great form. Keep playing
No,
him.
Mate. And he,
Matt, learn to play
can
the
I just
tough
say
games
two,
up on the Gold
let
Coast.
Let me say two names, two words.
Yeah.
Matt Rowe.
Yeah.
Remember how Matt Rowe got destroyed?
Yeah.
Was on fire. Was going to win the Brownlow in the first six rounds when he started out and then got spifflicated, did his shoulder, still trying to recover. Now, I would love to see Matt Rowe go up against...
You can't protect players from that.
Yes, you can protect
them out there.
You can protect them, mate.
Okay.
You can friggin' rest them. And that's what they're doing. So you don't tell me you can't protect them.
No, I'd play him. keep mate, playing. That is brilliant, in the form of his young life.
Brilliant management. And next week you bring him back against the Bombers.
Okay.
And he'll love to beat up on the Bombers. Yeah. And then there's the Collingwood down the track.
Disappointed I'd play him.
Nah, that is such great. Pike, don't listen to him, Pikey.
Don't listen to me, mate.
Great management. Have you got a camera on you? Don't admit it. That's great management.
No,
it's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's why they're moving ahead, and they've made a very, very good decision. It's totally supported by Channel 7.
Yeah, apparently.
At least me, anyway.
No, not for me. I'm picking Gold Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are, obviously.
Well, obviously. You don't give them a chance. You've just told them how good they are.
Well, it's tough up there, mate. No Harley.
Okay.
What about who comes in for Harley? So I tell you who's been looking good is Hawley's son, Derek Hall. Derek Hall's son looks good.
Clay
Truey.
Hall.
Yeah, Clay Hall. Yeah, Clay Hall. Truey, young Truey.
Yep.
He's got the makings. I think the Indigenous boy plays off halfback.
So is Liam Ryan a chance to come in at all? I mean, obviously he's not playing midfield, but do you bring him in?
He played 80%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Probably not. Probably bring him here. So it'll be...
Probably back here.
Harley and Liam Ryan come in.
Well, Luke Edwards is available too, so he could come straight in.
Yeah. Who else?
A bit more of a like for like.
Who was the one I was just saying about the other guy?
True,
yeah, Truey. And there's somebody else we're missing out. So there was Gaffey.
Yeah.
Do you bring Gaff? Just... Cannon fodder.
Oh, God.
Not cannon fodder. Sorry, I didn't mean that's not what I meant.
Well,
cannon
that's what
fodder,
you said.
Pikey.
Not very nice.
No, I didn't mean cannon fodder. I meant, I don't know what I meant, but I reckon we give back Gaffey a crap.
We'll let you off the hook.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
I'm not sure the Gold Coast is the venue for that, though, do you?
Why not?
Oh,
tough game.
Inside. He's not really playing that side of footy, is he? Anyway, I'd bring in Edwards and.
Throw him in against Rat Row.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe one more week for Liam Ryan in the waffle, and then bring him back next week.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. No, it's going to be an interesting game, mate, isn't it?
The last game of Anzac Round Sunday, MCG, 2 p.m. My boys, Hawthorn, $3.15, Sydney, $1.36. Thank goodness Hawthorn had a win last week. I tell you, Barry, I was pooing my pants in the first quarter. I was on the edge. I tell you, I was very, very nervous, but they found a way, and it was an emphatic win in the end. Two big ins for Hawthorn. Well, one big in for Hawthorn. Will Day is a definite starter.
Wow.
So recovered from stress fractures of the foot. Will play. Mitch Lewis is a test, so he'll be important to them. To be honest, Hawthorn just need a good forward and a good defender. They're not going to challenge, you know, be a very competitive side till they get another good key forward and another good key defender.
Do you like him at the MCG?
I do like him at the MCG. Yep. And I'm going to pick Sydney, clearly. But I think Sydney drops these every now and then. We saw them lose to Richmond a few weeks ago. It wouldn't be the greatest upset in history if Hawthorn won this, Barrow. I reckon they're in with the sneakiest of chances. But Sydney going really well. How well is Isaac Heaney playing? They got a lot of depth, Sydney.
Who's rucking for you, blokes? Is it the former Docker?
Yeah, Lloyd Meekins. Playing all right, too. So,
yeah, he's going to have to be playing
Ned
all right.
So Ned Reeves has had... Yeah,
coming in against Grundy.
Yeah, but he's
been
playing
on
well.
Fire.
He's been good. He's been good, Lloyd Meek.
Yeah, I reckon...
Settled in nicely. He's playing really good footy. Ned Reeves was our preferred ruckman last year. He's had some concussion issues, so he's a test this week.
Mm-hmm.
But Lloyd Meek will certainly keep his spot. So, maybe they play too. We'll see.
Probably, with all due respect, probably the story is Sydney, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. We've spoken about Hawthorn for a while.
What do you mean? Why I'm talking Hawthorn up too much?
You're talking about him a lot.
Sydney have had plenty of coverage on this podcast,
Barry.
Where
are they on the ladder here? Oh, yeah, second last.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to reading out this mail. On you this week.
Mate, did you see you speaking over me then as well?
Yeah.
Do people notice that you talk over me?
That's not the feedback I've been getting.
Oh, that's bull twang then. Okay. That guy, his ears must
be
painted on.
Let's get straight to it.
Hang on, let me just give my tip. Is that all right?
Yeah.
See, it doesn't even let me have my tip.
Tipping.
Please email about him not letting me do my tips.
We know who it is.
And speaking over me as well. So he's leading the Brownlow. Grundy's on fire. Mm-hmm. I love that the McDonald's I know very well. I love that Logan's doing so well, and Amati, and Papley's bounced back. So I reckon Sydney are back in town. And, well, they're second on the ladder, so Sydney.
So we're both picking Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time for this.
Saddle up your camel. It's time for the Thirsty Camel Mailbag.
Yes, and a special this week, Emu Export, an Emu Bitter Cans, $59.99 a block. We are giving away a $50 gift voucher. Thanks to Thirsty Camel. Get your questions in for next week to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au. Barra, this one from RF Barra.
Oh, they haven't even given their name. You can't read out. Hang on, you can't read out stuff that doesn't is anonymous.
I'm just saying this is it. RFO.
Mate, that's not good enough.
Reginald.
I reckon
Fred.
Email him back. Email him back and get the name, and then you can post it.
So the subject is Barra. Please be quiet. So can you just acknowledge that?
Okay.
Barra, your smart-ass attacks on Quarters and constant interruptions wreck the show. Please be quiet when Quarters speaks. Respectfully, RFO.
Respectfully.
That's top of the, going to the top of the list.
Bloody
for this week.
Weak effort not putting his name, though.
Well,
or
he will
name.
When we possibly wins the Thirsty Camel voucher for this week.
Well, we will find out who you are.
Yes.
And you get your address as well.
We will. hello. This one from Colin from Frio. Can you find out, now you might be able to help us here, Barra. Oh, can you find out what Harley Reid's OK salute after every goal means?
Yeah, that one. Or is it like that?
Yeah, what does it mean? That's like the old Swedish one with Leighton Hewitt.
Come on.
That's like the Michael.
Or Benny Hill. Remember Benny Hill?
Yeah, yeah. That was a different sort of a salute. That was a bit of a piss take.
I'm pretty sure his is.
I don't know. What is the Harley Reid? Can you delve
into it?
Yeah. Do some digging.
Well, I happened to bump into Harley.
Yes. Where?
Yeah. At what? Well, we won't.
Cottesloe Beach
actually,
Hotel?
We won't name that supermarket. Actually, you probably can. It's the best supermarket around here. Just down the road there.
Isn't that the supermarket? Doesn't he have to just fill his trolley and he gets it for nothing if he tweets?
He's got a sponsorship there. Yeah, he does. He does stuff there. And what is the name of that place?
What are you talking? Well, I don't know where you're talking about, mate.
It's just down the road here.
Glendalough.
No.
Innaloo.
No, these guys know. They'll come in and tell us in a minute. And I give you the tip. It's quality. Herdsman Fresh.
Okay.
Herdsman Fresh.
Yeah.
Herdsman Fresh. There you go. And
geez, that's a good plug. Goes, so you're getting a trolley full as
no,
well?
No, I get nothing.
Okay.
Me and Rick Arden, we wander in there and we get scant regard, you know, because Rick, he lives in there as well. They got the best cutlets. You know those chicken cutlets, Italian chicken cutlets. Mate, you got to get them.
I'm is not this doing show that. Sponsored by
you know how many cutlets I've eaten from that I joint? I reckon I've eaten
well, mate,
300, maybe more, 500.
Don't want to be rude, mate, but you can tell.
email, please.
Hi, fellas.
RFO, get onto that.
Hi, fellas. Firstly, thank you very much for reading out my admittedly wild email re-umpires. You remember this from a couple of weeks ago. That email was not directed wholly at you, Quarters, but as AFL journalists as a whole. Luke, that's
don't
from
soften
Luke.
Off,
no offence taken, Luke.
Don't soften off.
No,
Luke.
He's entitled Luke's to his opinion, Barra.
He's gone to water.
Way too much.
You've had one crack at him, and he's gone to water.
He's heaped at one individual, Barra. I agree that criticism can be put upon umpires for making error, but if a team keeps missing gettable goals and losing 50-50 games, do they not deserve more blame? Despite how I have come across, I genuinely enjoy the podcast. P.S. I feel like more criticism should be heaped at Vic journalists for implying the Kangaroos should have thrown that game against Gold Coast. Talk about destroying the spirit of the game. Regards, Luke. Well, that's
What's
a good
name?
Email.
Luke.
I agree with him about the tanking. No, they should not have tanked.
I'll put my hand up.
Yeah, go on.
Can I speak?
You can now.
Actually, we might do that for now. I'll just put my hand up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get the talking stick for next week, okay? All right? And you can have here's the metaphorical talking stick.
They still got those in schools?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, to get the stick
They would
to
never
speak.
Give me the talking stick. They'd never get it off me. Go on.
Can I talk, Mr. Quarterman? Mm-hmm. Okay. Bailey Banfield. No, I like that. What was the fella's name?
Luke.
Luke. Very good, Luke. That's all I got to say.
Okay. High Quarters and Barra, should Port Adelaide's traditional Shanghai match be resurrected as an Anzac fixture, or would the Chinese see this as poking the bear? It's because I'm smarter. Okay, this is from Michelle. Bit of a dig there.
Poking the bear.
Yes,
very clever.
Yes,
clever.
Yes.
And you earlier in the show thought that communism was good, so maybe...
Mm. Socialism, isn't it? I'm
did
not sure what
use
it is.
Replay?
No, I did.
I'm pretty sure this is the only podcast in history.
Theory.
Any football podcast in history that mentioned communism, I reckon.
Hey, gents, love the pod. I had recently suggested about around the uneven AFL
Come on, Chairman Mao, get it going.
As our club, this is about the uneven AFL fixture. Are our clubs doing themselves any favours by insisting on having home games every 2 weeks? I'm not sure if Frio and West Coast are requesting this, but either way, it would surely alleviate the travel factor if our clubs played multiple East Coast games back-to-back, followed by multiple home games back-to-back. This is something done in plenty of sports worldwide as well as here in WA. with both the Western Force and the Wildcats going on week-long road trips multiple times a season. I'm sure the clubs have their reasons for continuing with the status quo, but it seems like an easy fix for an issue that we all agree is a major disadvantage. We'd love to hear your thoughts. That's Mitch from Claremont. Love that email. I'll grab the talking stick just for a moment, Barra.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We had Simon Garlick on the other show I do on a weekend on Saturday on the ABC
last
week.
Hey, can I just
week.
Say, yes. Can I put my hand up? Yeah. Can I speak? Mate, your show, very good.
Thank you.
Where's the camera? Clint Wilden. You know who's really good? Sherrod Wellingham.
He is, yes.
Mate, on the... He is embarrassing those other special comments blokes. I'm serious about this.
I'm not sure if he's embarrassing. That's a bit harsh.
Mate, he's very good. He's very good. I am a football expert. Yeah. He is making sense and saying stuff that the other blokes... You know the FM style special comments guys. They don't really.
Chaz is good, isn't he? Yeah, he's good.
Mate,
erudite.
Well done, Vladimir. Mm. Mate, very, very good, my friend. And Quarters, I love when you chip in. I love Clint, big demons man.
Good combo.
And who's the fourth fella?
Well, Mitchie. We get Mitch Turner.
Mitchie goes well too.
Yeah. Ashley Nelson during the week. And
she's very good. Yeah. And you know Mitchie, he knows the name of the unknown soldier. I know
he does.
That.
He's got a lot of information at his disposal.
You know what I mean? Like he knows a lot. But he is pretty switched on. He used to go out with one of the people at
okay.
7.
So thanks for the rap.
That's how I know him.
I know. But let me just...
Can I just say, the ABC, when is it on? When's it on during the week?
7 to 8 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights. But we digress. This is our podcast.
Bloody good, mate. Go have a look. Check it out on the way home. Thanks, I do. That's when I listen.
Thanks for your plug,
because I leave at 7. I'm not just doing a plug. I leave at 7. I actually listen.
Glad that we've been entertaining you. That's great.
Sherrod Wellingham, mate. Collingwood Premiership player. Former Demon.
So Simon spoke about this last week and raised an interesting point. So in US sports, we get a lot of the teams that go on road trips, and it's geographically around the same time size as our continent, North America, right? But in North America... The cities are very evenly spaced out. So you can do a road trip and you do it in a sequential form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Here it's very different. And he pointed out that really it's a relic of the VFL, of the Waffle, of the Sandful, whereas you used to have a home and away system. And you're away, you'd just drive to your next neighbourhood. But now, of course, it's a national comp. So he did say they're in discussions with the AFL. One of the things they're looking at is the back-to-back home games and the back-to-back road trips. Makes a lot of sense.
It does.
They did it with Adelaide last
year. And an extra home game as well.
So you mitigate the travel. So I think the figures he gave us, and this is at the Western Derby lunch last Friday too, Barra. You were there. I think they did 62,000 Ks last year, Frio, and there were three Victorian teams that did 15.
And Carlton doing 13.
Well, this year, West Coast doing 58,000 Ks, Carlton's doing 13. Mm. So you can see from that, we know that it's a compromised fixture, but clearly there's a massive disadvantage there. So is it too much to ask some of those Victorian clubs, just for one game, to transfer it here? You can understand why, with that rationale, it'd be pretty hard to argue against it.
Yeah, give me the stick.
Okay, your stick.
Dill, if you're watching, must give us an extra home game. Both clubs, Dill. Actually, you can't call him Dill. Ryan kept calling him Dill.
Dills.
Yeah, he kept calling him Dill.
That's Dills.
Gill and Dill.
Yeah.
So we're going from Gill to Dill.
That's Dills.
It's Dills. Or Andrew Dillon.
Andrew Dillon, sure.
CEO.
Dills.
Fantastic guy. But Dills,
he is.
We need an extra game over here. They need a 13th home game. I'm serious.
What about if we had a third derby?
A third derby. And that was Quarters' idea. Mm. Comrade Lennon over here come up with a great idea.
Hey, Quarters and Barra, love your podcast. Keeping me entertained and thinking on my long drives for work. Glad to be of help. This is from Scott.
She's gone long.
Side note, the longer the better. So if you want to go for 2 hours, do it. 40 minutes is too short. There's your answer. One thing that has been bothering me on my drives is, why do the AFL teams seem to have a team rule where you kick a goal and your reward is to sprint to the interchange and have a seat on the pine? You're running hot and basically get dragged. The team rule should be kick a point and run to the bench and drag yourself. Mm. Kick a goal and stay out there. What are your thoughts? It's done for time. Because it's easy to get them off during, obviously.
Yeah, you have to.
But I hate it. I love that email. You know, in fact, Scott's going to the top of the pile now.
You know how hard it is to run off that fast when you're knackered? It is so hard.
But after you've kicked a goal, the adrenaline's going, you're confident. Why wouldn't you stay out there?
I know, it's crazy. And you know our listeners who are listening now, they know that I'm about to tell a Worsfold story. Okay. I bet you they go. I bet you they're sitting
here
there right now.
Another,
going,
we'll be quick.
Here comes another Worsfold story. Yeah. I'm not going to tell it then. Stop it.
I want to hear it now.
When Woosher did his knee.
Yeah.
Remember
and
that?
He stayed out there.
No, he ran off.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only bloke in the history of the game. That's how tough this bloke is.
He probably other people have probably.
Who sprinted off with an ACL? Give me one.
Did Djokovic stay out there for a while with that ACL? I reckon he did.
He hobbled off.
Oh, Woosher, he stayed out there for a
Woosher,
while.
Woosher, his mind toughness and the team rule, mm-hmm. always followed team rules to 100%, ran through the cones all the way, you know, did everything perfect. He knew that you had to run off the ground. So in the middle of the whacker, he's just done his knee, his ACL, he's out for 12 months. He gets up, excuse me, trainer, and he sprints off the ground. I never said, he probably tore the crap out of his knee and wrecked it, but still, it was
That's impressive. Can I just throw one back at you? So Google this, listeners.
You're not going to one-up me, are you?
I don't know the
Sick
year.
You one-upping me.
Yeah, it is one-upmanship.
Listeners don't like it,
If you go to the, I think it was the 80s, Google it. It's Wayne Schimmelbusch. I'm not sure who they're playing. Wayne Schimmelbusch, MCG, the old members stand wing, tears his hamstring, right? Just under the smoker's stand, tears his hamstring and still chases his opponent who's running away with a footy bouncing the ball. There's no way he can catch him. He's literally chasing him with two hands on his hamstring because he can't. That is what you call commitment.
Yep, dead heat then.
Google it. Google it, listeners.
Righto.
One last one and then we'll go. Morning, gents. Was wondering why the Tassie Devils don't begin in the VFL, like as in 2026, then move to the AFL in 28, unless that's something that is already happening. That's from Sam in Treby. Sam, yes, they are. The plan was to bring them in 2025, Barra, into the VFL. And the VFLW side will follow and eventually an AFLW side as well. But they're coming in 2028. But yes, the answer is they are going to come into the VFL and probably save it for next week, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with West Coast and the VFL and what have
you. But you know what the answer is? It's because they're going to have the greatest start to since the West Coast Eagles in terms of draft picks and opportunities and what they're going to get. You know, some of their picks, they have to trade them off.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So how clever is that? Mm. So you give them the picks and then you go, you know what? And then you trade them for good players, guys who are ready to start playing.
The AFL's learnt from the mistakes of GWS and Gold Coast in their early years.
And they shafted the Dockers. The Dockers
they
got
did
the worst
indeed.
Deal
they
of
got
all
the
time.
Worst deal of all time. You're quite right. Okay, so I'm going to, what do you reckon, Scott, with his don't run off after a goal? You happy with that?
I give it to the dude who had a crack at me. That was clever.
Okay. All right.
He could have put his name, but right, plus I want to get his name and address.
Send your details.
I want that name and address.
Send your details to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au. Sorry to Scott.
If it's funny,
I'll get you
mates.
In next time. And please keep your emails short. Give us all your details. We'll send you that voucher. You have been listening to a very fired up and a very kooky Quarters and Barra. We have been brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch, download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Good luck for Anzac Round and goodbye, comrades.